X 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Hopes for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas appear to be dimming as talks in Egypt have not produced a deal, and ABC's Marcus Moore in Tel Aviv says the Israeli military appears to be gearing up for a new ground offensive.
Israeli military officials urging Palestinians to evacuate parts of the southern Gaza city of Rafah ahead of an expected ground offensive by Israeli forces into the city, where more than a million civilians have sought shelter during the war.
Pro-Palestinian demonstrations continue on U.S. college campuses. Some schools trying to resume normal operation. UCLA going back to in-person classes today. At USC, police cleared an encampment on Sunday morning. Worries of severe storms from northern Texas to South Dakota today. There's a risk of powerful tornadoes between Wichita and Oklahoma City. Meanwhile, more rain in eastern Texas exacerbated already heavy flooding. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It's back to school today in Mount Horeb. Counselors are on hand. The Wisconsin Justice Department says a teenager was brandishing a pellet rifle outside the middle school last Wednesday. Police are on leave after killing the boy. State agents are poring over body camera video. The boy never got into the school and no one inside was hurt. Talks are ongoing between Universities of Wisconsin leaders and student protesters over encampments. Campus police Friday agreed not to interfere with the tent village in Madison, but UW System President Jay Rothman says other demands are off the table.
The issues that are being protested are ones of foreign policy, not of university investment. So I just view that as a red herring.
Rothman speaking on WYSN-TV's Upfront. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. Madison City staff is out with more changes to the hotly debated West Area Plan after backlash from West Side homeowners. The changes include a lower density land use designation for places like Hill Farm Swim Club and a block of land with two churches on Whitney Way and Regent Street. The revised plan also cuts the number of proactive rezoning proposals from 5 locations to 3. The West Area Plan is the first of 12 the city has in the works. One of Madison's iconic supper clubs is changing ownership. Kavanaugh's Esquire Club is the longest-running family-owned supper club in Madison. On Wednesday, new owner Craig Spaulding will celebrate with outgoing longtime owner John Kavanaugh. His family bought the restaurant in 1948. Spaulding and Kavanaugh have been talking about the sale for roughly a year. Spaulding says he plans to maintain the Kavanaugh's traditions, including the name. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
The Packers wrap up rookie minicamp. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers' 11 draft picks and another 40 undrafted players were at the Packers' 2 days of practice over the weekend. The team signing 3 tryout players and a receiver, Dimitri Stanley, the son of Walter Stanley, a receiver for the Packers in the 1980s. Head coach Matt LaFleur asked about that sling on his left arm the past couple of weeks.
What happened?
Got a little fight with the bench press. So I lost.
Baseball, the Brewers in Kansas City tonight against the Royals. After losing 5-0 to the Cubs, it's the first series loss for the crew on the road so far this season.
It's little things that makes a difference between good and great. So that's what a young team's going to learn, and we're going to have to go through this and learn it and keep our energy and keep our focus the right way. And it's a great challenge. You know, you lose a series to the Cubs on the road, especially in this environment. It's no fun, but you learn from it.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. We'll get to 71 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear in the evening. Chance of thunderstorms after midnight, or low 54. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun with scattered thunderstorms and locally heavy rain with those. Our high tomorrow, 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Spring is in the air. Hope springs eternal. Spring fever, baby.
What are you doing?
This is radio. We like cliches to hammer home a point.
Funny you mention home. Did you know spring is the best time to find a new home?
Time to spring into action.
Or just be smart and contact the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Listings are updated every 15 minutes, rapid response, going above the ordinary, and getting you what you want. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. That's no cliche.
I'm no spring chicken, so I'll check out movetomadison.com.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome author of Searching for Patty Hearst, a true crime novel, Roger Rappaport, and Wisconsin comedian Tracy Schrader joins me in studio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
How many of you had Mark Hamill lead the press briefing on your bingo card? Hands? Yeah, me either. And look, I just got to meet the president. He gave me these aviator glasses. I love the merch. Love it all. But listen, I just wanted to say I was honored to be asked to come to the White House to meet the president, the most legislatively successful president in my lifetime.
The force is with us.
Luke Skywalker in the White House. Okay, can I just I have to name drop for a second. Okay. I knew this before this happened. You want to know why?
Why? Because he told you.
his incredibly beautiful and wonderful wife, Mary Lou, texted me and said, Mark and I mentioned you to the staff in the West Wing. Wish we had asked President Biden about your dad. We just spent nearly an hour with him in the Oval Office.
So the president knows who you are?
I've already met the president. Yes. And who is going to join us at L.A. Sexy Liberal?
Mark Hamill.
Luke Skywalker. Mark Hamill. And we have other surprises yes. We can't tell you. We'd have to kill you.
You are extraordinarily well lit today.
How is my life? Look at Jodie Hamilton's new job, lighting director, in addition to 75 others. She's like Jamaican. She has so many jobs.
No, Chris said that you needed it to happen, so we figured it out. Yeah. It was a dangerous area over here.
Okay.
So we made it there.
Is this too much light? Does anyone have a Kerry Lake filter? You know what? Let me just put a little Vaseline on the lens here.
You got any pantyhose up? You don't wear pantyhose.
Yes, I do.
Do you?
Yes.
Put it over the lens then.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
That's funny. Let's do different things over the lens all morning.
Do you really wear pantyhose? I didn't think anybody wore pantyhose.
Yes.
Anymore. Oh, yes.
We're
once you become
liberal.
A certain age, okay. Yeah, you go back to them. You
really?
Start as a child, and then you go to
I'd
stockings,
be,
otherwise, and then you go
I'd
back.
Be shooting more beeve than, you know, yeah. Christy Gnome shoots
well,
puppies.
Why weren't you?
All over America. Every sexy liberal. Do you know how I'd throw myself around the stage?
Why weren't you wearing pantyhose the day I was filming you?
We were doing a bit, and I was playing Jeanine Pirro drunk in my garage, and I had a long gown on, and I didn't think.
And I saw your coot.
I didn't think that it would. You know, Jody, when you're wearing a long gown.
Yeah, who cares?
You're rolling around on the floor.
I underestimated my own spazziness.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I was. You know what? I was so committed to my acting, Jody. You understand?
It was the bit. You were committed to the bit.
I owed it to my people, to my public, to go all the way in on the Jeanine Pirro impression.
Assuming
I
Jeanine
apologize.
Goes commando all the time?
Hmm?
Assuming she's a commando kind of girl?
I don't think she goes commando.
We were doing a bit, so I didn't have time.
Didn't have time to put on underwear?
No. All right, anyway, everyone says upstairs I'm lit better. You know, so most people are saying, could you please get COVID again so you can do the show from upstairs because your lighting's better.
You also have the sun coming in.
Yes. All right. I feel like I could have LASIK. This is so bright, but
this
is fine.
You asked for it.
Yes, that
because
is
I told
true.
You when I told Lily Tomlin how great she and Jane Fonda look on Grace and Frankie. Uh-huh. What did she say?
Lighting.
It's the lighting.
Yes.
Lighting director's a genius.
Why do you think people marry DPs?
Yes. Always make friends with the lighting director.
I'm going to carry this with me everywhere. Just gonna.
Oh, great. That'll go over well.
All right. All right. Anyway, you know what? And what do I always say, Chris? Don't ride the polar coaster. Like the roller coasters.
I do. Love them.
This is just going to be. Jody, I'm with you. I think this is all going to work out fine. Don't get happy. But it's just, it is going to be, right? Because last week, what was it? CNN had Biden, or what do you call it? Trump up by 6. So mm-hmm. There's two new polls this morning. Biden's up by 4 and 5 points.
Yep.
Someone said, let's call it the Howard Stern bump. You need to go on Howard Stern every day, Mr. President.
I don't think he has time for that. He's kind of like.
He's working.
Yeah.
He works for a living. Yeah.
Yeah. Trump has time if Howard would have him again. Because Trump used to go on the Howard Stern show
all the
time. He mentions that.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Anyway, can I just say that I also made one other conclusion over the weekend? No one loves Kristi Noem.
Nobody does. She's awful.
What? How can you keep making it worse? They're going to teach this in PR 101 someday.
So now Commander should be
talking.
Shot.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
She
would
that.
Also want Commander to be shot as
she
well.
Said that.
She's running on puppy shooting.
The Rude Pundit threaded this morning. I wish people loved me the way that Kristi Noem loves shooting puppies.
I mean, plus that she met Kim Jong-un, and she's like, no, you did. And then she's like, oh, well, the editors corrected the error. What do you mean
when
the editors?
I discovered it.
It's your book.
You wrote it, and then you read the audiobook. So, like, you're just a liar.
Well, and also, you know, if a book were put out in your name, Stephanie,
yes,
wouldn't you, like, final review of it? So
yes,
that,
as I did with Sexy Liberal on Me, I Sing. Still available.
Was it ghostwritten, or did you write most of it?
No, I had a co-writer, but no, I wrote.
Okay, but you had final say in what was published.
Yes, I wrote a lot of it. Yes, of course. Yes, I did have generally, they don't write the whole thing.
Right. But if the person's name is on the book, they have final say in what gets published.
Do you feel like I'm telling you a scary story with this ring light under my face?
No, you look great. Stop bringing attention to it.
Christopher.
Now, if it were under your chin, then it would seem like you were at a campfire telling a ghost story.
Who wants to hear a story about murder? Oh, we already talked about Kristi Noem.
Yeah.
Okay.
Puppy
what murder. A psychopath.
Yeah.
Okay. Fly on some wall tweeted, breaking, Kristi Noem's publisher to delete entire chapter detailing how she single-handedly protected a group of North Korean hostages from marauding puppies terrorizing a Christmas party at Nakatomi Tower.
Or marauding.
Shut up.
Marauding? What a maroon.
What a maroon.
Ariel Comedy tweets, you'd think Kristi Noem would have empathy for these animals she killed, considering she spent all week shooting herself in the foot.
I have a guest quote for you.
And then it's the party of whiners.
Yeah.
So now she's whining about, you know, the mainstream media, the fake news. And it's weird. They're making her look like a puppy killer. Or asking her about, did you actually meet with Kim Jong-un?
Uh-huh.
What do we have? The
Oh, we do.
Yeah, she spent, did Trump, hang on, Trump whined, how many? Oh, 75 minute.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, thread, social, mm-hmm. trough.
Something.
Something.
Yeah.
Yes, so that's how long his whining went on. Mm-hmm. Wah, wah, wah. Nah, nah, nah. Criminal justice, blah, 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 blah. Democrats kill babies after they're born. Blah, 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 blah. You can fill in the rest. Kristi Noem. Okay, here she is. Let's see. This hour in our this morning in our 15-minute interview, Margaret Brennan interrupted me 36 times, once every 25 seconds on average. But when liberals like Gretchen Whitmer or Speaker Pelosi are on Face the Nation, they aren't interrupted once.
Nope.
Oh, that's dirt. First of all, I got a news for you. There's never any interview where someone's not interrupted. Shut up, everybody. It's human conversation.
Neil Cavuto interrupted you plenty of times.
Oh, my God.
You were on
I wasn't counting.
Yeah.
And okay, here it is. There's two sets of rules, and conservatives are always treated differently. That's why Americans don't trust the fake news.
What a whiner.
No, you know, Americans don't trust people that shoot puppies in the face. That's who Americans don't trust.
I listened to that interview. The interruptions were at minimum.
Yeah.
She was very respectful.
Very much.
First of all,
so.
If you shoot a puppy in the face and meeting him, first of all, who brags about meeting Kim Jong-un? It's only someone that's, right? like Trump, that's trying to get Trump's attention, mm-hmm. that thinks like, oh, he'll like this, mm-hmm. shooting a dog in the face and meeting
even
Kim Jong, my
like
lover.
That. Donald yeah. didn't even like her shooting the dog.
Oh, I don't even know if that story is
leaked. That sounds right. vaguely apocryphal.
He probably liked it personally. He knows it's a PR disaster,
yes,
maybe.
That's why.
Give me 16. Here's this ridiculous.
Quote, I remember when I met with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. I'm sure he underestimated me, having no clue about my experience staring down little tyrants. I've been a children's pastor, after all. Did you meet Kim Jong-un?
Well, you know, as soon as this was brought to my attention, I certainly made
you
some changes
it.
And
exactly.
looked at this passage. And I've met with many, many world leaders. I've traveled around the world. As soon as it was brought to my attention, we went forward and have made some edits. So I'm glad that this book is being released in a couple of days. And that those edits will be in place and that people will have the updated version.
Liar.
Buy one of the I'm Not Buying Your Stupid Book t-shirts from StephanieMiller.com. We give money to animal rescue and all kinds of other wonderful causes if you'd like your money to go somewhere else. You know, Chris, if I had said in Sexy Liberal of Me I Sing.
Uh-huh. Available? Is it still
on
available?
Amazon, yes. It was okay. Number one on Amazon.
I have it.
Thank you. Thank you. Did you enjoy it?
And I even have the Kindle version. I read it.
I did too.
I know.
That seems a little bit overkill.
Seems excessive, but I did read it. I mean,
in addition to working with me for 25 years.
It's a short book.
It is. It's a booklet.
It's a pamphlet.
It's a long, single, or short book.
It's a book.
I haven't lived that long. I'm only 42.
I thought it was 32.
It's more like a leaflet, you know, like famous Jewish sports legends.
It's not. No, it is not. Or the wisdom of Sarah Palin?
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
It's not a big font, at least.
Another animal abuser, just saying.
Well, yes. Yeah.
The font's not like a 15 font. Either,
right.
You
what's
know?
With these pageant queen sociopaths? Oh, my God. All of them. Okay, what was I saying?
Been a while since you opened that book because a big puff of dust just
went
out.
Oh, just a while ago.
Okay.
It's been a minute.
If I had said, oh, by the way, I shot LBJ's dog in the face, like, I did an interview. Oh, did I say that? I'm going to ask the editors. I'll have that taken out. Because, you know, he did famously pick a dog up by the ears.
Sure.
Yeah.
And then he played grab ass with your mom.
Yes.
He was grab assy. Or ass
grabby. I think you would remember in your own.
Right.
Okay.
I have a guess the quote for you.
Oh.
Oh. This is a. It's new.
I know, right?
Disconnect, yes.
Christy Noem, author of the new book, No Going Back, is now finding herself going back to edit out some of the lies she told in said book. Who said that?
Tony the Tiger?
No, me! I said that on Threads.
I know. Can I feel your forehead? Are you feeling all right?
Why?
I'm starting to print some of your threads.
What's going on?
You're making a lot of sense. I'm actually printing, and then I will do a guess the quote later.
Did you print the whole Seinfeld stuff?
Yes.
Because I got some blowback
for that. I am so tired of whiny white man multimillionaires whining about how they don't have an opportunity to speak. Are you kidding me?
As he's
Bill
releasing.
Maher and Jerry Seinfeld right. and who else? Jon Stewart, uh-huh. even. My friend is like, I feel like Jon Stewart's getting kind of sanctimonious. Like, there's something about like multi-millionaire.
As he counts his millions. Yeah.
60-something white men. I'm like, shut up about, people are too woke. Like, because you can't say, can't call a gay man a kid anymore. Really? That's killing comedy. Because you have to, don't be a D to people that aren't like you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. It's check your white privilege, for God's sakes. Like, you'll be fine no matter who wins the
right.
presidential election.
Exactly.
A lot of us will not be. And it's like, oh, please. Really? I just watched Frosted, by the way. Jerry Seinfeld stole our entire act about Pop-Tarts.
Was it any good? Is it?
It was cute. You
it's
know why?
Funny.
You know why? Because right. anything Melissa McCarthy is in, I'm in. You threw me
There's
off
a lot
with
of tab in it.
Where was I going?
There's a lot of tab. Did you notice all the tab?
Yes.
Oh, Jim Gaffigan's
yes.
character. It was set in the 70s.
Yes. And it's the old school tab can, old yeah. school tab bottle. See? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Good production.
No,
design.
It was super cute. Melissa McCarthy, anything she's in is fantastic.
Okay.
It was super cute. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, I was saying, oh my God, there's like a wealth of Hacks is back with Jean Smart, who's
yes,
fantastic. Jody's mom on Palm Royale. There was a new Loot. Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah, new season of Loot.
Yeah, because I finished all seven seasons of Rizzoli and Isles, so you know what that means. A lot more texts, a lot more late night phone calls to you. What you doing? What you thinking about?
Oh,
Are you sleeping?
I turn it on Do Not Disturb.
Rizzoli and Isles sounds like a bookstore.
No, it was a cute show.
Barnes & Noble, Rizzoli and Isles.
My friend from a million years ago created it. I didn't even know that.
It's a good show. It was a very entertaining show.
Yes.
The one you drank grasshoppers with at USC?
No.
Oh.
Later than that, in the 80s.
Okay.
When I was
a toddler.
Born. Yes. Yes. Thank you, Jody.
Okay. And drinking grasshoppers.
I thought you were born in the 90s now.
What?
I thought you were born in the 90s now.
Well, if people are going to say your mom looks 60, then yeah, I'm revising downward since my Carol Burnett age is 42, but now it's 32.
Oh, boy.
You were born in the 90s.
I don't know that I'd go any younger than
really?
That.
Really?
Yeah.
Even with this new lighting?
Well, the new lighting, it highlights things.
Oh, now are you saying, all right, should we turn it off?
No, I'm looking at you like, Brett, you're beautiful, Stephanie.
Why, thank you. He just said it highlights things. That's not what it's supposed to do. It's supposed to wash everything out and blend like a filter.
It highlights your beauty.
I'm going to get Vaseline for that.
It highlights your beauty, all right, Stephanie.
You know what?
So, how about a
I was going somewhere in this out of the gate, and you waylaid me. Making it all about you and your guess the quote, and now I don't remember where I was going.
Don't blame me.
It was appropriate for the show, right?
Yeah.
The guess the quote.
By the way, Hope Hicks and what do you call it? Christina. They're both objectively beautiful.
Yes.
But they're objectively ugly on the inside.
Yes.
Please with the crying. I was here with a guy friend of mine. And he's like, wow, she's pretty. Hope Hicks. I'm like, she is. They enable.
Was it Rob? Rob and Trish?
No, we're not playing guess the anything right now.
That sounds like something Rob would say, actually.
I went for an e-bike ride in the park with my friend Karen, and it was Cinco de Mayo, and there, on the other side, there was a bouncy house and Dippin' Dots. Yay!
Did you get some Dippin' Dots?
No, but I wanted to.
Oh, because it's the ice cream of the future, you know.
I got to fit into a really little dress for Madison this weekend, so no Dippin' Dots for me.
Okay.
21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Morning Kick. Oh, two weekends in a row, Madison and then Albuquerque.
Oh, boy.
Yikes.
Oh, boy.
Got to get powered up, man. I'm telling you, Morning Kick, it is, I did a bunch of hiking, a bunch of biking this weekend. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. And let me tell you two words that are important.
What?
Strawberry lemonade.
Oh, it's delicious. Yeah,
it's not that grassy kind of drink. It is delicious. It spices up your water. I can't drink just plain water. This gives you a fantastic strawberry lemonade flavor and just like a kid, it's like a Dippin' Dots of like supplements. It just slips it right into you. It's 10 supplements. You don't even know because you're just like, yay, lemonade. It's the bouncy house of drinks. All right. I don't know why people are staring at me like I'm weird. Okay. Morning Kick has ashwagandha, probiotics, prebiotics, superfoods for muscles and joints, anti-aging supplements. It gives you energy, enhances your overall well-being. Dogs are getting powered up for our first hike. RoundhouseProvisions.com. Type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Red, white, and Steph. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He's 84 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris' key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for me. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help you shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or you just want to feel younger, go to RoundhouseProvisions.com. That's RoundhouseProvisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. RoundhouseProvisions.com.
Why do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot. Was it playing?
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Your chance to win a distribution deal, be a co-headliner, get discovered, and learn more about the music business is back with Wisconsin Dells Music Summit, May 10th and 11th at the Chula Vista in Wisconsin Dells. Our celebrity panelists have worked with great musicians, producers, and artists like Drake, Adam Levine, Rihanna, Usher, Pussycat Dolls, and more. Learn key aspects from top industry professionals as they give once-in-a-lifetime advice to stay on top of the technology, laws, and trends in the music business. This event will include beat battles, ciphers, collective panel discussions, Q&A segments, and breakout rooms for masterclass teachings. You'll want to have your talent ready to share on an MP3, WAV file, or QR code for this resume-building opportunity. Ticket sales on Eventbrite February 1st. Packages include overnight stay at the Chula Vista, water park passes, and admission to the Wisconsin Dells Music Summit May 10th and 11th. Call 608-516-4354 or email wisconsindellsmusicsummit@gmail.com with questions.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute, and if you have a credit card, I have some great news for you. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, called the CFPB, one of my favorite government agencies, has capped credit card late fees at $8 a month. And most of us are paying an average of $40 every time we were late, and now credit card companies can't charge us more than $8. This is going to save the average credit card customer, you know, folks like me and you, about $220 a year. The Bureau's director, this guy Rohit Chopra, said that this ends the era of big credit card companies hiding behind the excuse of inflation when they hike fees on borrowers to boost their own bottom lines. Yeah, I think credit card companies are making more than enough money. Thank you very much. I love a win for the little guy. For more money info, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Stephanie Miller.
We have, just this is a puppy update. Clyde has stolen yet another tea light. It's the only thing he chews. And yet, shooting him in the face, not one of any of the options.
No.
He doesn't chew anything else. He's like 3 years old now, but he steals tea lights. So that's what that was. Thank you, Jody.
At least it weren't lit. So, you know.
Yeah, thank God. There is no, just a, if you're looking for an update as well, no poop upstairs.
She's royally wants it, too.
Good boy. No.
Are you sure it's just Clyde?
Pardon me?
Are you sure it's just Clyde?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Clyde is the tea light chief. I don't know who the pooper
is. She really wants that tea light.
She looked like she was coveting it, too.
Can I explain what my nights are like? Let me just explain. What's happening?
A peek into the life of Stephanie Miller?
Yes. There is something about 10-pound dogs. For some reason, they take up more space in a bed than my previous 100-pound dogs.
Yeah.
So they gravitate, they migrate during the night. Like, you cannot get up and go to the bathroom because they colonize your entire pillow.
Uh-huh.
And then you get, like, this much to sleep on.
Mm-hmm.
Again, shooting them face, not an option.
Right.
No.
Yeah.
You can just sleep in another room.
I sleep on the time. Yes. I feel like it's getting to the point where I'm going to have to sleep in another room.
Yeah.
Because they migrate, like, she becomes like a, like an alien face sucker meets a you know, koala meets a, what's something else that would be?
Sloth?
Yeah. She, like, or like she's like a Russian hat on top of my head when I'm sleeping.
Okay.
And then, or she migrates on, literally lays on my face. and then he attaches himself anywhere. Like if you move like one fraction of an inch, he reattaches somewhere. Like a particularly persistent
like my cat's
furry tumor.
So it's like a CPAP, but the opposite.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, she is like a canine CPAP machine on my face.
Got it.
Where she sleeps like right here on my neck, like a goiter. And then, so eventually when I really need to sleep, I have to go to the other side of the bed. And then they do that over there, and then I switch back to the other side of the bed.
They're eventually going
to... So that goes on all night where I need to keep moving, because you cannot move them. You have to...
They're eventually going to put you outside for the night.
Yes, yeah. Like the Flintstones cat.
Exactly.
Yes. Rude Pundit has a fantastic take on the campus protest, being a professor and all. Tenured, that filthy hobo. Next.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden's visit to Wisconsin Wednesday will highlight a massive increase in the scale of Microsoft's future data center in Mount Pleasant. Microsoft is building a billion-dollar data center building at the Wisconsin Innovation Park. The Journal Sentinel reports the first phase is just the tip of the iceberg for Microsoft's plans for Racine County. A collection of art by inmates of Wisconsin State Prisons is on view at the Neville Public Museum in Green Bay. Curator Deborah Bremer says people are surprised by the quality of the art, but that she also understands.
It's about hardship, it's about crimes, it's about victims.
Art Against the Odds is on display through Sunday the 19th. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. The new Bayview Community Center at the Bayview Affordable Housing Redevelopment is now open to the public. The center was created by and for the people who live there as part of the second phase of the Bayview Foundation's affordable housing redevelopment in the area known as the Triangle in downtown Madison. Bayview developers and people who live there aim to make it a model for other affordable housing projects. More people are aware of the dangers of teen smoking and vaping after this weekend. Public Health Madison-Dane County hosted a community open house for teen vaping awareness yesterday. About a dozen students from schools around the Madison area shared posters they've been working on for more than a year. One of the students tells Channel 3 that peer pressure gets many kids started. The posters will now be displayed around Dane County. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Fans of the show Criminal Minds Evolution will want to hear this. Paramount Plus has announced the show will drop the first two episodes of Season 2 Thursday, June 6th. Deadline reports that a new episode will drop every Thursday following the release. The show stars Joe Mantegna, Paget Brewster, A.J. Cook, and Aisha Tyler. The show is a spinoff of CBS original Criminal Minds, which debuted in 2005 and ran for 15 seasons. Britney Spears sprained her ankle and the paramedics were called. People.com reports that witnesses say Spears and boyfriend Paul Richard Solis got into a fight before the incident while staying at the Chateau Marmont in Los Angeles. Spears, who was newly divorced and coming off a long legal battle with her father, seemed embarrassed by the incident, saying she twisted her ankle and the paramedics caused a whole big scene. Paramedics for a twisted ankle? Doesn't the Chateau have an ice machine? And who sprains their ankle in a lover's quarrel? Must have been one heck of a dance-off. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Waba. Weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. We'll get to 71 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear in the evening. Chance of thunderstorms after midnight, or low 54. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun with scattered thunderstorms and locally heavy rain with those. Our high tomorrow, 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 50.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
This is Chad Spate. Sometimes I'm overwhelmed by the hatred and misinformation that consumes our world, but I also know that we cannot build a house of justice and inclusion on a foundation of hatred and lies. We have to practice what we preach. At Chad's Design Build, we confront injustice the same way we confront a poorly built home, with love, compassion, intelligence, and persistence. We engage our community the way we engage our clients, with honesty and humility and the dogged determination that we can do better. Chad's Design Build, remodeling done well with love.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we do the show from the chair while I get my hair cut. We're not joking. It's the haircut show. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
That's who Hope Hicks wanted to keep in the White House. We had a monster in the presidency, not because of Donald Trump, but because of the people who voted for Donald Trump and because of the people who worked for Donald Trump's campaign.
Thank you, Lawrence O'Donnell. Midas Touch said Hope Hicks broke down on the stand as she buried Trump with her testimony. Our source inside the court told us she just sunk him and she realizes it. Mm-hmm. Save your tears. One more, Lawrence O'Donnell, real quick. Yeah.
You get monsters like Donald Trump thanks to people like Hope Hicks.
Thank you.
People who White House reporters, social kiss in the White House press briefing room, reporters whose acceptance of Donald Trump is warmed by the charms of Hope Hicks. Witness Hope Hicks got off the witness stand today without being asked the most important question of her life.
Yeah. All right. Oh, and one, I guess we should finish up, Lawrence.
And that question is, why didn't you quit?
Thank you.
Why didn't you quit that presidential campaign in 2016 when it was so obvious to all of us that you were working for a pathological liar and a dangerous person? Why didn't she quit is a much more important question than why did she cry?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Amen. Jody, a pop girl quiz real quick.
Oh. Uh-oh.
Mm. Who?
I feel left out.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just saying, who did Hope Hicks and Christine Ohm both have the horrendous bad taste to, actually? Corey Lewandowski. Okay. They both.
I didn't even answer.
Yeah.
Is he the ZZ Top looking MF-er?
Hmm? No. He's the one that assaulted a reporter, and he's just a douchebag.
Yeah,
okay.
He's awful.
Let's hurry. Our friend's here.
Hey, Rude. Don't say things bad. You're on Steph's show. You're not on Twitter.
Hey, back out and let Fred in.
Remember,
hey,
to let a joke about farts. Then you can start to make it better.
I'm here. Hi, Rude. Sorry, I was doing I was cramming for our last minute exam with my professor. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. May I just say, you look delicious in that lighting.
Thank you very much. Why, thank you. Thank you for noticing my new lighting director, Jody Hamilton. Yeah. Okay. So, Rudeness, I don't know if you saw, Kenan Thompson played a parent of one of the college protest kids, but I thought it was fairly hilarious. So he was playing they were talking to a bunch of parents that had kids on campus. I don't know who's Michael Longfellow. Do we know who that is?
He's one of the new guys.
Okay. So he was hosting.
Yeah.
He was asked about the protests, and Kenan's character said, well, I think it's just great. It's wonderful. Nothing makes me prouder than young people using their voices to fight for what they believe in. When Longfellow asked Thompson how he felt about his daughter, a Columbia student, specifically getting involved, he said, what's that now? When whose daughter's out there? No, man, you buggin'. Alexis Vanessa Roberts better have her butt in class. Let me tell you, let me find out what she's in one of those damn tents instead of the dorm room that I paid for. I thought you were in favor of student protests, they said. Brother man, I'm supportive of y'all's kids protesting, not my kids. My kids know better. Shoot. Thompson was later asked how his daughter wouldn't talk about free this, free that in a protest, because I'll tell you what ain't free, Columbia. I do it all day. Uber all day. Uber Eats all night. I cut grass on the weekends. I sell Gucci wallets out my trunk. Life coaching on Instagram. I bounty hunt whenever possible to pay for Columbia. I just was thinking, because my sister, you know, grew up in sort of the 60s era, and I remember she died like a strip of her hair white. And you have to remember, my dad was the Republican vice presidential candidate. And so, and then she went to work on a farm in Austria after college. And I just remember my dad was a kid. I remember him screaming, $40,000 for college and she's picking up cow in Austria. So it's interesting.
I picture your dad being like that. I totally do.
Yes. I mean, I'm old, so I agree with John Cooper, who tweeted, I'm pro-Israel and pro-Palestine. I'm anti-Hamas and anti-Netanyahu. I'm pro-peace and anti-terrorism. I support a ceasefire and releasing all the hostages. Is nuance just something we don't do anymore, Rooner? Talk to us. You wrote this great piece about, you know, about what's happening on campus, including yours, right?
Well, City University of New York, I'm at one of the campuses.
Right.
This wasn't my campus.
You interviewed someone else, another professor, right?
Right. Well, it's at City College of New York, which is way north of Manhattan. I do love the people that are like, Manhattan in crisis because of what's going on at Columbia and CCNY. And I'm like, no, most of Manhattan doesn't really notice what's going on in the 120s, 130s, 140s.
Yeah.
Way up there. So, it's also fairly confined to the campuses.
Yeah.
But yeah, the need to demonize the students and treat them like children is really, it's insulting, it's patronizing. It's everything that they're protesting against in many ways. One of the things they're protesting against is, you know, they have a right to speak. Yeah. And yet the administration and in New York City, the city government wants to squelch that right to speak.
And you made a lot of good points in this piece. We linked to it. I really urge you to. I realized I was highlighting the whole thing. Just go read it. There's homework for Rude Pundit. But you just said, as befits a protest movement, there were calm voices and angry voices, defiant voices and compromising voices. There were voices who want a two-state solution and voices who want a one-state, with Palestinians and Israelis living together equally. Of course, there was diversity of opinion. That's the way this goes. Every movement has extremists on every side. And I think that's the other thing is I can't tell. People are going, oh, well, those people aren't students. They're outside agitators. I don't know who's who. Right,
but the outside agitators, they tend to be, first of all, what you have to understand with the City University of New York is that they're very much part of the communities that they're in, and they're very welcoming to the community. But the other thing is I've heard from a professor friend of mine that was there and from others that the people who were outside agitators were considered outsiders were like alumni. Or if somebody was at CCNY that used to work there, used to be a professor there or work there, or student journalists. There was one case where some student journalists were there and they brought their Palestinian grandmother who wanted to see the protests. And Mayor Adams declared that grandmother was an outside agitator that was, you know, making the student, radicalizing the students. And the grandmother was like, no, I just wanted to see what was going on because of what's going on in my homeland.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and you made, you know, just some interesting points. What your friend, the professor, said, you said, he said he didn't hear or see any speech that could be considered anti-Semitic, you know, except the slogan "From the River to the Sea," which a lot of people do consider anti-Semitic since it's a Hamas slogan. But you said what he did see and what has been erased by much of the media were the number of Jewish students and others who were at the encampment and support the Palestinian people. I mean, I've said this, you know, Ruth, I don't think anyone of good conscience is pro-genocide. And I don't think anyone of good conscience is not pro-Palestinian people, you know. And so you said that doesn't excuse incidents of anti-Semitism that have occurred on campus since the war's start last year, but also doesn't even get into the anti-Muslim hate speech that has been directed at the protesters. I mean, that's my take on it, Ruth, is just that, I'm sorry, Donald Trump and today's Republican Party is both anti-Semitic and anti-Islamic, you know, anti-Muslim. So, you know, and those are the bad actors. Those are the outside agitators, including Russia and China, that I worry about, and Netanyahu, who want nothing more than to get Trump, you know, reelected.
Right, right. And, you know, we saw what happened with at UCLA, with the pro-Israel counter-protesters coming in and trying to break down the barriers that were around the encampment, which led, you know, which led to violence, and that the police just let go for hours. They just watched for hours as this violence escalated until they finally stepped in, and in many cases, just went after the pro-Palestinian protesters.
Right. Excuse me, Ruud. Could you go play campus police? I'm so sorry, Jody.
Okay.
Could you just quell the unrest? Oh, Trump
well,
has
just
Trump
get
has...
on your Segway and ride around for a while.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, mall cop over here.
Trump has been found in contempt again.
Yes.
Oh, he has.
He has just now.
Are they locking him up? Are they locking him up this time?
Judge Merchan said, going forward, we will have to consider a jail sanctioned. Mm-hmm. I'm concerned about the ramifications of putting you in jail, but I have a job to do to compel respect for the dignity of the court. Your behavior constitutes a direct attack on the rule of law. If I need to, I will.
Wow.
Good. Good.
Well, another threat to jail him again.
This reminds me of the ball jump I went by yesterday. Yeah. Just the parent going, don't, if you throw that ball again at your front. Okay, this is your second warning.
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
You know, put that MF-er in cuffs behind his back and put him in a jail cell for one day, and he is going to crumble.
Well, otherwise, don't tell us you're the rule of law party and that we're a nation of laws. Ruud, all right, so this is, just so you know, that's what I started to highlight, and I realized I can't. But, you know, can I just say, as you know, I don't have kids, but I'm very close to people that do have kids in their 20s in this instance. And I thought this was so brilliant. You've got to go read Ruud's piece because it just let me just start it. You said, I don't know, maybe if you lived your entire life during a period when the so-called adults did F all about the climate crisis and ensuring that the planet continues to exist, maybe if you watched as the country slid backwards on civil rights for non-whites and LGBT people and women, maybe if your introduction to politics was the presidency so incompetent and vile that it allowed a global pandemic to F up the world and your life. On and on. This is exactly what my best friend said. My kids don't think the planet's going to be here anymore. So but this whole thing, COVID effed up their lives, their careers, like, and this is what makes me sad too, that graduation's getting canceled for kids that lost half their college to COVID years, right?
And you know, it doesn't have to go this way. I mean, the other thing to keep in mind about this is that all these students have known is that Netanyahu is the leader of Israel. Ugh. They don't remember a time when Israel had leaders that were working hard for peace with the Palestinians. It just doesn't. Not part of their frame of reference.
They know Trump and Netanyahu.
Netanyahu.
Right. They know Trump and Netanyahu. You know, think about how effed up that is. I mean,
and think about how effed up it is that they are that they had to watch things go from Obama to Trump. And without the sense that we have that, okay, we know that things can go this way. But I mean, to see things descend that quickly is pretty, it's a brutal political awakening. And then you layer everything else on top of that. And this is not even talking about the kids that are coming from states that keep doing oppressive things that are just attacking LGBTQ people, just attacking women. It's a brutal thing. And I just want to say one thing. There's a lot of people that are going to say, well, what about the students that say this? What about the students that say this? And I'm like, that's what speech is, man.
Yeah.
You know, if you only support speech you agree with or speech that makes you comfortable, then you don't care about free speech. You just care about being comfortable.
Yeah. Well, and you know, I maybe you can say more, but what's, do you remember this whole paragraph? Could you just tell us? It's more than a paragraph. It's a whole.
Do you want me to Cliff's Notes this? I'm a professor,
yes,
Stephanie.
Yes, I don't have time to read the whole book.
I'm just saying that they have been through so much
that
maybe something finally broke, you know? Something finally broke. And then when you realize that not only are you going into debt to get a degree that everyone is telling you that you have to have in order to function in this world or succeed, you're going into debt for that. But then you're finding out that not only is your government that you're paying taxes to, giving money to support the massacre that's going on in Gaza.
Yeah.
But your school is also using the money you're going into debt for to invest in companies because of the corporatization of higher education.
So I want to go on record, Jody, you know it's true. I started talking about maybe conditioning aid before these protests even started. Because I agree with you about Netanyahu and now what's happening there. But, you know, Chris made a point Friday, which I don't know, Chris is starting to make sense. And
what? Hey.
Might be time for me to retire.
Oh,
The light is hypnotizing you.
Talk to us about divestment for a minute, because you were just saying it's not that simple or that quick. And so, you know, when I read, you know, a couple other voices, people like, well, yeah, if they did that right away, then tuition would go through the roof, which is already insane. You know, I was joking about my dad saying $40,000. People are like, $40,000 for a college education? When was that?
Yeah.
You know, now it's
Ivy League in the 60s? That's not bad.
It's insane. You know, and as you say, the student debt and all of that stuff. But so talk about divestment, because I just don't, again, sort of above my pay grade is to...
There's
how
a lot
they could do that and how quickly
hedge funds and things like that
the
university profits from. And one reason why they've done it is because of cuts to funding higher education from a state and the federal government. So they might be invested in a hedge fund and the way that keeps tuitions lower, and Chris, please jump in here to help me out. The way that keeps tuitions lower is by bringing in some money to the university through these investments.
Yes.
Right.
Now there's a way to do it. It would take the divestment takes time.
Sure.
It is not just. It is a shift. It would need to shift funds from one fund to another.
And there could also be penalties.
Or states have to step up and say, we're finally going to actually pony.
And there are also penalties that the university would have to pay for getting out of investments before the end of a certain contract.
Right.
Yeah. So
you end your piece by saying, I always feel the need to say that I'm Jewish when I write this stuff. I had family die at Auschwitz. It's a card I'm forced to play to fend off accusations of anti-Semitism. That's how I was going to end, by saying, why are you hitting yourself, Jew hater? Why are you hitting yourself?
Yeah. Well, that's the way the way it all happens is, you know, you don't think that they should be slaughtering children in Gaza? Well, you must be anti-Semitic.
Listen, last week I had someone, we had Dean Obadala on, who someone called a pro-genocide something. He's Palestinian, I don't know. And then Joe Walsh is a far left grifter now.
Yes.
Okay. Rude. Listen. Yes. I'm a scientist.
I mean, anybody at this point, anybody who is not, you know, doesn't have his face firmly planted on Trump's ass is a radical left winger.
Yeah, I don't know what our politics is. It's scrambled. Okay, I am giving homework for the first time ever. Read the Professor Filthy Hobo's piece. We've linked to it
everywhere. Yeah.
Excellent.
All right. We love you, Professor. See you next week.
Bye.
51 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Show Pony's Muscles. You are a show pony. You know why? Right in front of you, I carried up 75 pounds of firewood on Friday. And what'd you do? He's pretending you didn't see me.
I didn't see you. I was working, actually.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. All right.
You paid me to work.
Well, these are work muscles. His are show muscles.
Well,
they're Instagram muscles. They're eye candy muscles.
But they're thanks to PowerLife.
That's true. PowerLife high impact protein. Thank you for bringing me back to my point.
Well, you know.
Tony Horton, P90X guy, got shingles, thought he wasn't going to make it. Oh, my God. He's 65 now, looking amazing, feeling amazing. You could use that. Listen, skinny girl on the beach, you could use a little more muscle. Get it. Get that plant protein. It's very scary this morning. High impact protein, available in plant or whey, protein, strawberry, vanilla, chocolate, you name it. Boosts your energy, supercharges your muscle growth, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercise. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com. Use the code fitness to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Mypowerlife.com and type in fitness or text fitness to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
It even vibrates like real.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. That's 800-421-9901.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
We're going to have policy arguments for the rest of time. But at base, I want my president to be a decent person. I firmly believe that Joe Biden always is trying to do the right thing, that he is a decent man. And in sharp contrast, we've got a man who thinks it's a good thing that stars get to commit sexual assault. And we know that because he said it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it, unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by My Travel Genucell. I'm telling you what, I got this is travel week. Next week's travel week.
It is.
I got to bring my Genucell. And right now, Mother's Day sale. This is the sale of the universe. Genucell celebrating their 25-year anniversary, giving you an extra 25% off. They're already awesome Mother's Day sale prices, making this Mother's Day sale Genucell's biggest sale ever. We love all these products.
We do.
Joni Hamilton, what's your favorite?
The neck stuff. The jawline.
Yeah, see? Yeah.
The underarm
right?
stuff.
The ladies know what you mean, that little thing right there. You're getting your hair done, and you're like, what is that?
The turkey gobble?
Right. thank you. Mm-hmm. For a limited time, get 70% off, plus get an extra 25% off the anniversary discount. Top-selling packages. Genucel's Mother's Day sale. Once it's gone, it is gone. Go to genucel.com/Stephanie and get a free spot box with two bonus gifts at the same time with free shipping. GENUCEL.com/Stephanie. All right, Jill Weinbanks, Watergate prosecutor, coming up.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to talk more about Trump being held in contempt for the, is this the third, second, something?
11 billion.
Okay, talk about that next.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show each and every day. We do a show about nothing. But we make it interesting and, you know, we touch on the headlines. Tune in.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6. The Todd Alba Show.
Terry Barr, host of Slice of Wisconsin here on Civic Media. Mr. Zommers, what is that called?
My Wife is Drunk by Terry's favorite, Alvin Stasinski.
There you go.
Yeah. It's so funny to listen to a polka because you think, where did that song come from?
Right? We actually had one person text during the break there said, how about the Meadow Muffin Polka?
Todd, let's quickly write that and make it.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.